Hey, this is the girl who I've left quite a few booze. Well, I say quite a few. I've left about four booze today, just trying to get a feel of what audio boo is all about. And I actually think what's going to happen is that I'm probably going to get more satisfaction out of listening to random booze here and there than recording myself. And I just wanted to pick up on a comment that Gingenius made. And how it was far more interesting than just reading a reaction on something like Twitter. I'm pretty new to Twitter. I have kind of been a bit of a Bebo diehard, and Twitter kind of takes my fancy because of its briefness and the real. There's no need to get all the photos on and everything like that. So I enjoy Twitter. It's a really new thing, and I think I'm going to enjoy Audioboo as well. But I just thought it was really funny how he's booing while his girlfriend's in the bed, and it kind of just makes me feel in a slightly similar situation, and that no, I don't have to whisper in case I wake someone up. And obviously, if he woke his girlfriend up, who's due at 7 a.m. in the morning for work, then obviously he would have a case to answer to. But I'm currently studying for my exams right now. I have my final on Thursday, and then that's me finished university at Dundee. But I knew, I know that if the people around me knew that I was on Audioboo, hence why I don't use my full name. I go under The Girl Who, and that's the same with my Twitter, so you can find me at The Girl Who. I know that if they knew what I was up to, I would, oh, I'd get the pain. I would really get the pain. About procrastinating so long. I'm sure people who have to study and work to deadlines always find something. It's strange, you know, when you have an exam or a deadline. Well, I always find that my flat's tidy. Like, it's just something that has happened since my standard grades at Lark Hall Academy. That it's I've just I do everything else, and it's really unfortunate that this week I was able to update my version on the iPhone and get this application. And I'm slightly worried because I also have Lemonade Tycoon and some other applications which are eagerly waiting for me, and I hope that I can have the manpower or the girl power in the non-Spice Girl sense to beat the urge to play some more with the Audioboo. But anyway, I just find it really funny what Gingenius was up to. I hope I don't find myself in that situation where I have to hide my audio booze. Roll on the 7th of May when I can proclaim my broadcasting to the masses and inform my friends and things what I'm up to. But anyway, it's getting late. I've enjoyed publishing my booze today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. All right, cheers, bye.